Welcome to True Spirituality Network. We are focused on spreading the gospel of God's love across the world. The Bible says, there is no fear in love, and perfect love casts out every fear. As you feed on God's love for you, allow His love to cast out every fear, worry, and anxiety. God loves you.
It's going to be an awesome time. Every single time we fly into the Word of God, it's always an awesome time. It's always an awesome time. John chapter 1 from verse 16. John chapter 1 from verse 16. John chapter 1 from verse 16 to verse 17. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, for out of His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Verse 17, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless the hearing and the reading of the word for the salvation of our soul. And let God's people say, amen. The Bible says we have all received grace upon grace. And all in that context is talking about the believer. Because if you read the verses before, John chapter 1 verse 12 talks about the fact that as many that received Him, He gave power to be called the sons of God, even as many that believes in His name. And if you read Romans chapter 1 from verse 16, the Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for those who believe. Whatever you believe is very important. What you believe after you got born again is very, very crucial. And I've shared my story 1 billion times. Exaggeration, of course. But when I got born again, I got born again into a law system. You know, the Bible says the law was given by Moses, and grace and truth was given by came through Jesus Christ. So when I got born again, I got exposed to law teachings, law preachers, and into a law circle, a law denomination. And when you hear me talk about law, if you've been joining our session from day one, you should know what the law means by now. But if you're joining us for the first time, anytime you hear us talk about the law that came through Moses and you don't understand what it means, let me put it to you this way. This law we're talking about was given through Moses in Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20 speaks about the Ten Commandments, and then later on in other books of the Bible, there were more laws given and added. But it all began with Ten Commandments. And Ten Commandments speaks about what man must do and what man must not do. So it speaks about thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that, thou shalt do this, thou shalt do that. So it all speaks about man's effort. So under the law, God demanded righteousness from sinful man. But when we talk about the grace of God, which the manifestation started in Acts chapter 2, when God supplied a spirit on the day of Pentecost. When you think about grace, when you hear grace that came through Jesus Christ, it's all about God supplying to man. Under the law, God was demanding from man. Under the grace, God supplies to man. If I am to ask you, do you prefer to be under a system that is always demanding from you, or a system that is supplying to you? I think if you really, really, really want to make the right choice, you prefer to be under a system that supplies to you. Even if I were to ask you, if you're single right now, would you prefer to date somebody who is always demanding from you, or you prefer to date someone who is always supplying to you? I am so sure ladies will choose somebody that is always supplying to them. Because why? When you live under supply, according to the scripture, because the Bible says we are no longer under the law. And these are Bible terms. And let me just prove that to you. Let me give you about two scriptures. Romans 6:14, very popular. The Bible says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, because you are no longer under the law, but under the grace. sin shall not have dominion over you. Read it in context. Sin will not have dominion over you. If you're born again and you have an area of your life whereby you're trusting God to give you victory, complete victory over, if you have an area of your life that you realize you're always going through circle, if you have a particular weakness and you want to experience total freedom in that particular area, you have to come under the grace of God, whereby you begin to receive God's supply of righteousness. You see, if you are trying to be right in the sight of God by your works, the Bible simply said you are falling from grace. And I'm saying so many things right now. I believe you should be able to handle it. I've been teaching on this for a while, so you should be able to handle so many things I'm saying at the same time. But if you read Galatians chapter 5, verse 4, thank you, Holy Spirit. And I'm very fast because some of these things I've already taught them. I'm just doing a recap. Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Very popular place in the scripture. The Bible says, Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 5, 4. The Bible says, you have been severed from Christ. If you seek to be justified through the law, you are falling from grace. The law, again, John 1:17, was given by Moses, but the grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. This law we are talking about, if you want to justify yourself by this law, if you want God to love you because of the things you do for God, if you think God is going to do something special for you because you pay your tithe this week, or because you did something good, you're expecting God or to be obligated to hold you something in return, you are trying to justify yourself by your works. The Bible says you are falling from grace. But Yinka, but doing something good is not bad. Exactly. If you do anything good, it should be what they call good works. Dead works is when you are trying to do something good in order to get something back from God. The reason is because Jesus on the cross of Calvary, this is why we call it grace, he has done everything on your behalf whereby God can bless you today, not because of your goodness, but because God is a good God. Whereby God is obligated to bless you, bless your family, show up in your life, protect you, and always be there for you in 2022, not because you've done anything special, but again, based on what Jesus has done for you. So that whereby today, you don't have to say, oh Lord, this year I want to get closer to you. I want to pray more so I can get closer to you. I want to fast more so I can fast track in getting closer to you. If you're under the grace, you realize that Jesus has made you closest to God. And therefore, every time you pray, you are not praying to get closer to God. You are praying because you know you're already closer to God. Whereby anytime you do your religious activity, you are not doing it so that God can love you. If you're doing your religious activity, if you're joining this session right now, this is about 6:42 a.m. in Winnipeg, Canada. We wake up almost everybody to have teaching sessions like this, whereby we pray, we study. But if you're joining this meeting so that you want, because you want God to love you in 2022, you already missed the whole point. You are bringing yourself back to the law. You are trying to justify yourself by your works. Again, the Bible really wants us to focus on what Christ has done. God wants you to focus on what Christ has done. You are not justified by your works. You are justified by grace. It is the same way you were saved. You were not saved by your works. You were saved by grace. The Bible says, having begun in the Spirit, continue in the Spirit. So we wake up every morning, not because we want God to love us, not because we're expecting any special thing from God, because we know God has loved us with an everlasting love. So because we know we are secured and safe in the love of God, we don't have insecurity about it. It is producing good works. You can see a believer pray, and he's under the law, and see another believer pray, and under the grace. The religious activity doesn't mean anything. It can either come out of good works or dead works. What is going to make all the difference is the mindset by which you're doing everything you're doing for God. You can attend a yearly convention of a particular denomination because you are under the law or because you're under the grace. You can pay your tithe either because you're under the law or because you're under the grace. But God doesn't want you to be under the law. Why? Because the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I believe. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. The letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. Anytime somebody puts you under the ministry of the law or keeps preaching the law to you, and the law again talks about what man must do and what man must not do. So if you want to know whether you're under the law again, think about how you relate with God. If you feel as if God is a God that is always demanding from you or always pointing you to the things you're not doing enough, that is you bringing yourself back to the law. That is old covenant system, which God was not okay with. Because if God was okay with the old covenant, there won't be a new, but a new covenant. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6 says, He has qualified us as ministers of a new covenant. My ministry today is to preach the new covenant. Anybody who is not preaching the new covenant, anybody who is not preaching the grace of God, is preaching another gospel. We are supposed to preach from Mount Zion, no longer Mount Sinai. Because when God gave the law in Exodus chapter 20, later on that same particular foot of the mountain, 3,000 people died. Go read your Bible, Exodus. But when God gave the grace in Acts chapter 2, when God gave his supply of the Spirit, 3,000 people were saved when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. So the letter killeth, it brought about death, but the Spirit gives life. When I got born again, I was exposed to law teachings, and then it was almost as if every time I feed on the word of God or I hear a preacher tells me more things I have to do, the things I'm not doing enough, if I want to get closer to God, the more things I have to do. So year after year, I feel as if, okay, I think the reason why I didn't get closer to God last year was because I didn't pray enough. Maybe if I pray much more this year, I will get closer to God. Maybe I will earn special blessing from God. Maybe I will have special encounter in God. I was doing all my religious activity because I was under the law, thinking the more I do, the more God is obligated to do for me. But again, the Bible says if I'm trying to justify myself by my works, I'm falling from grace. Everything you do for God should be again come as a fruit of the Spirit. You should do it because you know God has already loved you, because you know God has already accepted you. If you're born again, God is not trying to accept you. And that is the good news. God has already accepted you in the beloved. The moment you receive Christ, God accepts you. The enemy doesn't want you to know this. The enemy wants you to focus on yourself and make you feel disqualified for God's goodness. But again, this thing called grace in the first place is called undeserved goodness, undeserved blessings, undeserved favor, unearned goodness. If you deserve it, it's not grace. If you don't deserve it, then it's called the grace of God. So anytime you feel disqualified, anytime you feel as if you don't deserve anything good from God, just say, Father, I thank you because I'm under your grace. That is the exact time for you to tell God that his grace is supposed to manifest in your life. Because grace is not for the person who deserves it. If you deserve it, it's no longer grace. If you get the good you don't deserve, then it's called grace. And today, if we keep preaching a message saying, you today, as far as God is concerned, he will keep blessing you, even when you don't deserve it. The reason why we are saying that is because on the cross of Calvary, Jesus took everything bad when he didn't deserve it. Teachings of grace will produce the fruit of the Spirit. It will produce effortless love. It will make you have peace in your heart. The teachings of grace will produce peace in your heart. And I'm going to prove that to you before the end of this teaching. But again, when we talk about grace, it talks more about what Christ has done. What Christ has done for you. When we speak about the law, it speaks more about the billions of things you must do. In 2022, so many people have decided to, and their New Year resolution is all about what they want to do and what they must do in order to just, it's just all about them. But the way God wants us to see life, the way God wants us to approach life, is to focus on what Christ has done. And effortlessly, when your gaze is on Christ, you will do much more effortlessly than you will do on purpose if your focus is on yourself. When I was under the law, to wake up every morning like this, I mean, I wasn't even doing what I'm doing right now for the kingdom. I'm doing so many things for the kingdom today by the grace of God. And the only thing empowering me to do what I'm doing today is called the grace of God. I'm not so diligent as you think I am. Diligence can't make me wake up every morning and then come here to come and teach the word of God. If diligence makes me wake up every morning, diligence can inspire me and empower me to preach the gospel of Christ with passion and love the way I'm preaching it today. It has to be the grace of God. Because the battle or the race is not for the swift. It has to be the grace of God strengthening me. And this is what we're trying to make you understand this year. that let your year, your 2022, let your gaze be on the grace of God. Let your focus be on what Christ has done. So many times you'll be tempted to look at yourself. The enemy will want you to focus on the things you're doing or the things you're not doing enough and make you feel as if maybe God doesn't love you today. At times your feelings will betray you. Your feelings will make you feel as if, I don't really think God loves you. But again, we do not live by feelings, we live by faith. And the word of God is alive and powerful, very clear and accurate on the grace of God. We are no longer under the law, because again, the letter kill it. If you listen to so many teachings that is always telling you so many things you are not doing right, or more things you have to do, or every teaching that unveils your sinfulness, your weakness, it's not the gospel. Again, Romans chapter 1 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, it is the power of God unto salvation for those who believe, for therein the righteousness of God is revealed. The gospel unveils the righteousness of God. Should I blow your mind? The gospel, listen, does not, in capital, does not unveil the righteousness of men. If I am to come here, you want to listen to me preach the word of God, and all I tell you are the things I'm doing right, and I'm not pointing to Christ, again, I'm not preaching the gospel. Because let me tell you something, and I've preached this a couple of while. When it comes to this thing called condemnation, disqualification, you disqualifying yourself in your mind, you not having full assurance of faith when you approach God, you not having confidence in your in God when you pray. You don't have confidence that God will answer your prayer. You are even praying prayer of doubt. After you finish praying, you are still thinking about writing the same prayer point to a particular pastor so that they can lay hands on it, because you feel as if when they pray, God answers them. When you pray, maybe God doesn't answer you. Maybe they are on fast track. Maybe you feel as if after you finish praying, you need some fasting to fast track your prayer point. You know all these things you do in your mind? God doesn't want you to live like that in 2022. God wants you to come with a true heart and a full assurance of faith. Because the truth of the matter is, from the day you got born again, God no longer sees you as you. God sees you as Jesus. 1 John chapter 4 verse 17 talks about the fact that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. The question should not be, God, will you answer my prayer? The question should be, will God answer the prayer of Jesus? If your answer is yes, then God will answer your prayer. You know why? Because as Jesus is, so are you in this world. The question is not, God, am I really accepted? God, do I deserve your blessing? Don't think about yourself, focusing on yourself. Just ask yourself, does Jesus deserve this blessing? Does Jesus deserve the grace of God? Is Jesus favored by God? Is Jesus loved by God? If your answer is yes, then you are radically loved by God. But Yinka, I don't deserve it. Exactly. That's why we call it grace. Grace is for the undeserved. If you're joining this session so that you can achieve and merit everything you get in 2022, this is the one place to join. I want to get the good I don't deserve in 2022. I want to see God manifest in amazing way that I don't deserve. And I can share a couple of testimonies with you guys of times when I've seen God manifest when I've not done anything. You know, for example, just a practical testimony. All our teachings are recorded. I've said that over and over. And it's been linked, for example, to AudioMac. AudioMac is a platform mainly for singers, for artists, for those who sing. Amazingly, our teachings are on AudioMac. When I started posting these teachings on AudioMac, it was almost as if nobody wanted to hear the gospel of Christ. And you know, some of the title of these teachings, you will see the book of Revelation, part 1, but the book of Revelation, part 2, to part 11. It's almost as if people don't want to listen to it. You'll be shocked. So the first many months when I posted on AudioMac, it was just as if nobody was ready. In fact, we barely have at least 5 people listening to one teaching. People really listen to them. But you know what? I was just resting in God. I just post this thing there, post it everywhere on our platform, because I just want to see the gospel of Christ being heard in as many places as possible. And in this year, 2022, we'll do so many promotions, we'll post on much more platforms, we'll do so many sponsored ads, and we need support, by the way, definitely. We want to see the gospel of Christ travel everywhere. But long story short is, I just kept posting and I kept resting in God. So there was a time AudioMac sent me an offer to get an authentication. So I tried to apply it. So that is one of the tick they give to everybody that has content on AudioMac, if you've been there for a while. So I tried to apply. They told me, well, in order to get this authentication, I have to have at least 35 followers or 35 subscribers. And at that time, all I had was maybe 20-something subscriber. So I was like, God, you know what? Okay, I'm just going to ask. I mean, I don't have to go too far. I have to ask True Spirituality people to just go subscribe. And then, I mean, I know we have over 50, over 80 people on True Spirituality WhatsApp group. So if everybody just subscribe, I mean, at the end of the day, we have over 30-something people. So I just posted it on the group, and then I was just trusting God. And then at the end of the day, we had about 35 people subscribe, and then I got the authentication. And amazingly, just a few months after that time, I just, out of the blues, I just woke up one day. I was trying to see the number of people that, just trying to check the progress report of people listening on Spotify, people listening on this, on that. And I realized that the number of those that listen to our content now on AudioMac, out of the blues, just shoot up. Out of the blues. And I just realized one time I posted a teaching, and I realized 100 people listen to this teaching. I was like, how is this possible? Because it's not logically possible. But you know what? I've learned to understand that I serve a God of grace. He manifests not because you've done everything right. Now, you will be tempted to think, God, what did I do? What did I do differently? And then if you are thinking like that, and you possibly think, oh, maybe you attended, you possibly think, maybe it's because you attended a special event. It will reduce how you appreciate the grace of God. The glory of God, again, you just attach it to a particular event you attend every year. You can just say, Lord, you are a good God. And that is why you are gracious to me. Because again, grace is you getting the good you don't deserve. I just saw God manifest. From that time till now, I check AudioMac platform now. We have an average, they send me notification every week. We have an average of 1,500 people listening to our content every single month. Monthly listener, 1,500. Weekly listener, at least 500 people. At least 500 people listen to our content on AudioMac. They listen to the gospel of Christ every week, at least. Once upon a time, hardly 5 people will not listen in a month. And I was just resting in God. But now we have at least 500 people every week, at least 1,005 every month. Overall, we have over 25,000 listeners just on AudioMac. I'm not talking about Spotify yet. I'm not talking about... Why am I trying to say this? I'm trying to say God has a way of manifesting and making you experience the good you don't deserve. David said in Psalm 23, surely God's goodness and mercy. As a believer, you should be so convinced. You should not feel as if, God, please favor me. Lord, please have mercy upon me. You said you have mercy upon who you have mercy upon. If I left you, God already had mercy upon you when he sent you Jesus. So you are actively in the grace, mercy, favor ground. You are in Mount Zion, the city of the living God, innumerable company of angels, where the spirit of just men are made perfect. You are not trying to have access to these things you already have in Christ. You already have access to everything Jesus would have access to if Jesus were to be on earth. Again, as Jesus is, so are you in this world. I'm going to wrap up on this note. The gospel of Christ, the gospel of grace, produces peace. If you are to check your Bible, this gospel we preach, this gospel, there are some places in the Bible also calls it the gospel of grace. Sorry, yeah, the gospel of grace, of course. If you read Acts of Apostles chapter 20, which I've read over and over, Acts of Apostles chapter 20, I want to believe verse 20, let me confirm, it should be verse 24. Acts 20, 24. The Bible calls the gospel of grace. The good news of grace. In some places, the Bible calls the gospel of Christ the gospel of peace. But let me read Acts 20:24 to show you that the gospel of Christ is the gospel of grace. Anybody who is not preaching grace, I don't know what you're preaching. Again, I've said this over and over. Over the years, the enemy and the devil has made people believe and make people think a wrong notion about the grace of God. The enemy makes people feel as if people who preach grace are the bad guys. The truth of the matter is, the gospel is the gospel of grace. Paul preached the gospel of grace. And he said, if anybody preaches any other gospel apart from the gospel of Christ, which is the gospel of grace, let him be accursed. And again, here in Acts 20:24, Paul was saying, but I do not consider myself as something of value or dear to me, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I receive from the Lord to testify faithfully of the good news of God's grace. It's in your scripture. Good news of God's grace. So the Bible is also called the gospel of grace and the gospel of peace. Let's see Acts chapter 10, verse 36. Acts chapter 10, verse 36. Thank you, Jesus. Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 36. Lord, you are awesome. This is refreshing. Every time you hear the gospel of grace, it brings rest, refreshing to your soul. Any gospel that is different from the gospel of Christ, gospel of grace, will produce fear, anxiety, insecurity. After hearing the gospel of grace, it makes you know that you have what you have in Christ. It gives you affirmation, strong confirmation, full assurance of faith concerning what the Bible says about you. It makes you understand, just like the Bible says, in Him we have redemption. We have redemption in Christ and the total forgiveness of sins, even according to the riches of God's grace. Ephesians 1:7. You have these things, believer. You have forgiveness of sins. You have redemption. You have the gift of righteousness. This is what the Word of God says about you. The gospel of grace should make you have full assurance of faith about what God says about you. Song of Solomon chapter 4 verse 7. The Bible says, you are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. And you say, Lord, I believe. I believe your word for what it says. The gospel of grace will unveil and expose you to who you are in Christ. And you are the righteousness of God. But Yinka, why will you call me the righteousness of God when I've not done everything right? If you can answer me how Jesus became sin on the cross without committing a sin, I'm going to tell you today how you became the righteousness of God when you got born again, even when you've not done everything right. It's an identity exchange. Jesus did not commit a sin, yet he took your sin. By the same token today, even when you've not done everything right, as long as you put your faith in Christ, according to Romans chapter 4, the same way Abraham believed God, it was accounted unto him as righteousness. The moment you put your faith in Christ, automatically you are declared the righteousness of God in Christ. Glory to God. When you hear teachings like this, it produces rest. It produces faith. It produces peace in your mind. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, I can quote it offhand, we now have peace. Have you ever seen a believer who says, well, I don't even have peace. And then they are trying to struggle to look for peace. And the irony is, the way God leads us in the New Testament, according to Colossians 3:15, the Bible says that the peace of God rule your heart. Another version says, on fire. The way God leads us in the New Testament is through this peace that surpasses human understanding. I made a teaching on how God leads you. God doesn't say, my son, good morning. You know how we portray the voice of God. No. As men that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God speaks to your spirit. And when you hear it almost in form of your thought. I've made a long teaching on practical ways to be led by God. Go online. Go search for my teaching on practical ways to be led by God. It's on Spotify, Amazon Music, AudioMark, all platforms. You go listen to that teaching. But anyway, in summary, you need to have what they call peace that surpasses human understanding. And you can't psych yourself into peace. Even when you go through stuff, you can have peace in the middle of the storm. Another way to put it, you can have peace in your pocket even while you are in the midst of the storm. This peace is not what you just say, well, I have peace. You can't psych yourself into peace. If you're a believer and you are not experiencing peace of God that surpasses human understanding, I want to show you from the scripture how you can have it. Because again, I'm trying to make you understand the gospel of grace will effortlessly produce peace. Sometimes ago, I had somebody who started listening to the gospel of God's love that I preach by the grace of God. And the person kept hearing, God loves you. God loves you in your good days. God loves you in your ugly days. The love of God is not based on how good you are. It is based on how good God is. You know, my punchlines are not different. It's the same thing I preach almost every time. I began to unveil the love of God. And the person just started listening to my teaching. Now, at that time, there were so many things going on in the person's life. But one of the major things is, after that time, the person was addicted to listening to worldly music. Music that doesn't glorify God. And when I met the person at the point, I told the person, stop, you know, again, I told the person, stop listening to this music. The person was like, no, she just needed to, blah, 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 blah. And I've explained over and over, the gospel of don't do this, don't do that, it doesn't change anybody. It doesn't transform anybody. So I just stopped telling the person don't. Because again, how the law works is the more you tell people don't, the more they do. The more you don't, the don't, the more you end up doing. You understand what I mean, right? But when the person started listening to to my teachings, after a while, the person effortlessly, she came to me to one time. She said, you know what? I realized that the more I listen to your teaching, I lost appetite in listening to worldly music. And the person, word for word, said, I've cleared all my Spotify worldly music. I've cleared all the songs on my Spotify worldly music. In fact, that testimony, I've added to more than one person. There's somebody else, different person, that said, when she started understanding the love of God for her, effortlessly, she started seeing herself the way the Bible sees her. And then she started 18, and that's her word. She started 18 songs, worldly music, that because worldly music doesn't glorify God and they don't portray humans, mutually ladies, the way the Bible portrays them. So she says she stopped listening to worldly music. Why? Because she started feeding on the word of God. And the word of God she was feeding on is the gospel of grace, unconditional love of God. So automatically she was transformed. Don't worry about transformation. A lot of times you see believers, they are always concerned about transformation. No, you are supposed to rest into transformation. You are not the one transforming yourself. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, as we behold this image, as in the glass, we have been transformed the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Spirit does the transformation, not you. Anyway, let me wrap up. So the gospel of grace produces peace of mind. And this peace, you can't psych yourself into it. If you don't have money in your account, you can have peace in your heart. Because the peace of God in your heart, just like joy unspeakable, has nothing to do with your external situation. But you can't have this peace except you're born again. That is why when an unbeliever is going through a situation, they are always up and down. They are stressed. They are in distress. But you can be at rest even in the midst of storm. I've gone through stuff in life. And honestly, what kept me through most of the seasons I've gone through is the peace of God. Because I just know no matter what may happen to me, some things can never change. The love of God for me can never ever change. And because I know God loves me, no matter what situation I am, I can pray to the God who loves me. If he could love me so much to give me Jesus, because I don't have money in my account, you now see me, why will you now see me saying, hey, God, what will you now do? No, I can trust that God. I can say, Lord, because you love me and you gave me Jesus, you're going to supply for my needs according to your riches in glory. You can trust God if you have a good opinion about God. Anyway, so after this person gave a testimony of, oh, well, she stopped listening to worldly music, later on, she came to meet me again. She said, you know what? She realized that she now worry less about situations. She said she used to worry a lot. She said, but she realized that now she's always at peace. Now, she, funniest part, I remember the day she was telling me that testimony. She was saying it and she was surprised. She said she is surprised at herself that she no longer worries about situations because she knows herself that she worries at the littlest situation. Because she said now, he's always at peace. And our logical mind is always asking her, how come you are at peace? Again, the gospel of Christ produces peace that surpasses human understanding. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. I'm going to wrap up anytime from now. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Or better still, Romans 4:25 and then Romans 5:1. Romans 4:25 is very simple. It says, he was delivered for our sins and was raised for our justification. Dear believer, you are totally forgiven because Jesus died. For you to call yourself a sinner after you are born again is because you don't know who died on the cross of Calvary. It is you insulting the work of the cross if you call yourself a sinner after you're born again. You are not being humble when you say, Lord, all of us, we are sinners. All of us, we are not sinners. Don't let me knock you on the head. You are no longer a sinner when you go born again. But Yinka, I realized that God angry yesterday. Are you not saying I'm still righteous? Exactly. I'm trying to say you are who God says you are. And if God calls you the righteousness of God, you say, Lord, I believe. Because the more you identify with this thing called sin, that the Bible actually in Romans chapter 6 says you died to the sin, the way some believers talk about sin is, they talk about it as if sin is still alive. You died to sin. Bible times. And until you hear teachings in this direction, you can't even have dominion over sin. Again, Romans 6:14, sin will not have dominion over you because you're no longer under the law, but under the grace. You need to hear grace teachings that tells you that sin has been defeated on the cross. Stop making sin so big in your mind. The Bible never said you should amplify sin. Magnify the Lord. Magnify grace. Magnify Jesus in your heart. Jesus defeated sin. He died for your sin on the cross. Don't stop feeling as if it is sin that resurrected. No, it was Christ that resurrected. You die to sin. Bible term, not my words. You die to sin. But yeah, if I die to sin, how come I still get angry? I'm saying you die to sin. Stop focusing on yourself. Focus on the word of God and who you are in Christ, and you will see the fruits of righteousness manifest. You have to first of all know who you are in Christ before you see the fruit of who you are manifest. It's like until you know you are righteous by faith, then you can work out your righteousness. But it can't be from the outside in. It has to be from the inside out. So the Bible says, therefore being justified. Romans 5:1 now. Therefore means because of the last verse. Because Jesus was delivered for your sins. The born-again believer today, all your sins are forgiven. Do you know the amazing thing? Even if you don't believe what I'm saying, even if you've been taught wrongly, all your sins are forgiven as long as you're born again. All your sins. It's not about you. It's about the quality of the person that died on the cross of Calvary. And this is the reason why we will forever say, what is the lamb that was slain? Because that lamb was blameless. That lamb was spotless. And if he could take your sins on the cross, automatically you are taking his righteousness at your born-again experience. Glory to God. The Bible says, and therefore being justified. Amplified says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Another verse says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, we are not trying to have peace. It is not God, please give me peace. No. If you hear teachings that talks about your justification in Christ, it gives you boldness. When I got born again and I was hearing teachings that were pointing me to myself instead of pointing me to Christ, I was scared. I was having insecurity. I wasn't sure whether God loves me. I wasn't sure whether God wants to answer my prayer. Even when we prayed then, it was gamble. We are not sure. We can go for vigils then, but after the OBD, you'll ask us, are you sure God has answered your prayer? Even we don't know. We can go for meetings then. They will say meeting of God's favor. If they ask us after the whole retreat, after the whole yearly convention, do you not have the favor of God? We don't know. We don't have an answer. Because we never had full assurance of faith as long as you're under the law. Because when you're under the law, you always keep looking at your performance to determine whether God should be gracious to you or not. You feel as if God is close to you only when you do your religious activity. You feel as if God is far from you when you've not been able to catch up with your religious activity. But if you're under the grace, it's not about you. It's all about what Christ has done for you. And what Christ did for you is irreversible. He has made you seated in Christ, made you seated in himself at the right hand of the Father, far above principalities and power. You are close to God, always in Christ, every time of the day. Even when you don't feel it. You don't have to psych yourself to make you feel like, say, okay, let us get into the mood of worship. Let us call the Spirit of God down. Those are not scriptural terms. God is always with you. You don't have to psych yourself to make you like, say, the presence of God is here. No, God is always there. He's always with you. He never left you. Don't say something like, let us call the Spirit of God down. No. He's not coming down. He lives in you. Do you understand? You are under the grace, no longer under the law. Under the grace, you should have full assurance of faith about who you are in Christ. Because the way God sees you is as Jesus is who are you in this world. These are teachings that will produce effortless peace. Therefore, being justified by faith. You have been justified, believer. God doesn't see you based on your weakness, based on your mistake. He sees you from the lens of Christ. Listen, for you to think otherwise about your justification, then you don't know who Christ is. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. Is Jesus forever justified in the sight of God? I bet you the answer is yes. Is Jesus healthy? Yes. So are you in this world. So you begin to experience health and life abundance in your day-to-day activities. So the gospel of grace produces peace. You can't psych yourself into peace. Justification and the truth about the grace of God will produce peace. It doesn't matter what you are facing. You can have peace when you put your faith in Christ. Again, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Anytime you come to the presence of God and you are scared and you are insecure, then you've listened to the wrong gospel. You need to hear the right teachings that make you understand that God is always for you. God is not sin unto you. Rather, God will righteous unto you. That the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life is positive, it's not negative. Holy Spirit is not in your life to always be telling you the things you're doing wrong. No. According to Hebrews 10, the work of the Holy Spirit is to witness in you that all your sins are forgiven. Go read your Bible. Under the law, it is all about man, or better still, our job under the law is to remind you of your sins. Under the grace, the work of the Holy Spirit and the work of every preacher, including myself, is to remind you of your righteous identity in Christ. Whether you believe it or not, you are forever righteous as long as you're born again. Whether you agree or not, all your sins are forgiven, past, present, and future, because of what Jesus did for you. This teaching will produce peace. It will make you see God for who he is, as a loving father. If God will send you Jesus, I'm wrapping up and I'm done. If God will send you Jesus to die for your sins, listen, let's logicalize it. To die for your sins while you were a sinner. Listen, now you are born again. But never ever forget that when God gave you Jesus, you were a sinner. And you know what that means? As a sinner, you don't deserve anything good. As a sinner, you deserve the worst of things. You don't deserve health. You don't deserve prosperity. You don't deserve anything good. But while you were in that state, while you were living in your sin, God gave you Jesus. We were so much in our sin that we were the ones that nailed the Savior to the cross. And how God responded again was in love. Father, forgive them. What kind of Savior is this? What kind of God is this? The more you begin to see God in his grace, you begin to realize that you have what they call unusual faith. You just have faith in God. That God can never, never, ever leave you. That God can never slay you. You have deadline, you just will rest. God will always show up. He is faithful. You can literally lay your life down to bet on the faithfulness of God. Because why? If he could give you Jesus when you were a sinner, Jesus is the best, greatest gift anybody can have. God gave you that gift when you don't deserve it. How much more now that you are born again? Do you think God will withhold anything from you? Is there anything you're trusting God for? If God will give you Jesus, you know, again, okay, I don't want to go extensively into this, but if there's anything you're trusting God for, don't think God is keeping or withholding anything from you. For you to think God will withhold maybe blessings, health, prosperity from you, you are trying to say prosperity is greater than Jesus. Again, the greatest gift on the surface of the earth and in heaven is Jesus. If God could give you Jesus free of charge, Romans 8:32, the Bible says, how much more? How will he not freely? It was freely there. And that verse says, graciously. How will he not freely give you every other thing you need? You can trust God. You can rest in God. And more importantly, you can remain in perfect peace. Isaiah chapter 26, the Lord will keep in perfect peace those whose mind stayed on the Lord. Let your focus be on Jesus. Let your confidence be on Jesus. Let your faith be in Jesus. Stop focusing on yourself. Christ paid the price already. And for the rest of this year, I'm going to keep unveiling what Christ did for you. And you begin to see the goodness of God hunt you down. The grace of God chase you. The mercies of God manifesting daily. And you keep saying, help me, oh, the goodness of God is chasing me, oh, I can't help it, oh. You see the goodness of God, the favor of God in all aspects of your life. You are on favored ground. You are not trying to be favored. The favor of God is manifesting. Anybody you are associated with is blessed. Any business you are associated with is blessed. Any school you are associated with is blessed. Anything you are partnered with is blessed. Because you are the favored of God. Because as Jesus is, so are you in this world. Is Jesus favored? Yes. So you are forever favored. Is Jesus blessed? Yes. So you are the blessed of God. Because as Jesus is, so are you in this world. These are grace teachings that exposes you to who you are in Christ. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We could do this all day. I could keep on preaching for the rest of the day. But we're not going to do that, Father. We have to go on with the rest of our activities. But we thank you because you are awesome. This is refreshing. We give you all of the praise. Lord, may we begin to see your hand and have fresh revelation of Jesus. Because the more we feed on Jesus, the more we get transformed into that same image from glory to glory. We give you all of the praise. In Jesus' beautiful name, I pray. And let God's people say, amen. Lord, if there's anybody who has any pain in their body or who has any doctor's report that is not favorable or who is going through any form of pain and sickness right now, Lord, because Jesus took all of our pains, our sickness on the cross of Calvary, he himself bore and took our sicknesses, and by his stripes we've been made healed. So, Lord, judicially speaking, sin is not supposed to stay in the body of anybody listening to this who is born again. Even if the person is not born again, Lord. You know, when Jesus was on earth, Jesus would heal anybody. And he would never ask them, are you born again? Do you attend church? So, Lord Jesus, if there's anybody who has any pain on their body right now, it doesn't matter where they are, who they are, because you're such a good God. And if you could give us Jesus when we don't deserve him, Lord, you will release your hand of healing I command your healing power to rest upon everybody right now in the mighty name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, I declare you'll be made healed. In Jesus' beautiful name, I pray. And let God's people say, amen. This is so awesome. I'm so glad I'm the one preaching this. We'll continue this series tomorrow. I mean, I could listen to this all day. Honestly, personally, I could listen to this all day. The gospel of Christ, the gospel of grace, will produce peace that surpasses human understanding. Just continue to feed on content that reminds you about your justification in Christ. Continue to feed on content that speaks about how God loves you and He can never stop loving you. Glory to Jesus. It's been an awesome ride. You can catch up with the rest of our teachings for free online. Our teachings are available for free online on Spotify, AudioMac, all audio platforms. If you Google True Spirituality Network, or if you Google my name, Akinyemika, it's going to give you how you can access all our content for free. And then if you prefer video sessions, if you go on my YouTube channel, Akinyemika, you'll have access to all our past teachings. I just record them on YouTube to save them there, should in case anybody needs video sessions in the future. It's been an awesome ride. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We'll continue from here tomorrow. And God bless you. Amen. Amen.
If you have been blessed by this message, we invite you to partner with us to send the gospel of God's love to all nations. Send us an email on truespiritualitynetwork@gmail.com. You can also follow us on all social media platforms, True Spirituality Network on both Facebook and Instagram, T-Spirituality on Telegram, and Akinyemika on YouTube. So catch up with all our podcasts, search for Akinyemika on all major platforms, including Spotify, AudioMac, and Anchor. As you feed on God's love for you, allow His love to cast out every fear. And remember, it's not about you, it's all about Jesus.